Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are looking for a hit-and-run driver who struck and killed a woman who was walking to work in University City early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the scene.
It was around 4:30 in the morning here at 33rd and Market on Drexel's campus. Chief Inspector Scott Small says four people who were heading to work were in the crosswalk on Market Street when a speeding driver blew through a red light and hit one of them, a 48-year-old woman.
She was hit with such force that she was launched out of her sneakers.
And Small says the driver nearly hit the others in the group. Cops and medics took the victim to the hospital where she died. She's been identified as Mazza Brown, a South Philadelphia resident. Police didn't say where she worked, only that it was only a few blocks away from here. Police say the silver Chrysler 300 that was involved was last seen heading towards 38th Street Station on Market Street, and with the help of witnesses and surveillance cameras, police have the license plate information. In University City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A former staffer for Congressman Jeff Van Drew is accused of staging an elaborate attack against herself. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty.
Over the summer, 26-year-old Natalie Green of Ocean City told police she was attacked while walking on a nature trail in Egg Harbor Township by three men who she said slashed her multiple times with a knife and wrote politically motivated messages on her body with a marker. Acting U.S. Attorney of New Jersey Alina Haba says not only did she make everything up, Green even paid a body modification artist to carve up her face, neck, and arms with a scalpel. Green and an unnamed co-conspirator called 911 to report the bogus attack, and when officers arrived, Green was zip-tied in multiple places, including a shirt tied over her head. Investigators say they found more of the same black zip ties in her car, and the co-conspirator previously searched for zip ties near me on her phone. Congressman Van Drew's office put out a statement saying while Green is no longer associated with the office, their thoughts and prayers are with her, and they hope she gets the help she needs. She's facing numerous charges and could spend a decade in federal prison if convicted. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Darty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia voters would once again get to decide whether city officials should have to resign from their job in order to run for another public office under a bill approved by a city council committee. The question appears headed to the spring primary ballot as we hear from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Voters have twice rejected changing the charter so that city officials could keep their jobs while running for a new one, but sponsor Isaiah Thomas has changed the proposal in hopes of making it more palatable.
City elected officials can only keep their job to run for state and federal seats. If you're looking to run for a city seat, you still have to resign.
Thomas makes two arguments. One, that the only seat any city official has resigned to run for in the last 55 years is mayor. That's a city seat, so the resign to run rule would still apply. Second, he says it would bring uniformity to elected office, since state and federal elected officials don't have to resign to seek a new office.
I think it's fair to put city council members in the exact same position as state reps, state senators, members of Congress.
The Board of Ethics cannot agree, according to its lawyer, Jordana Greenwald.
The drafters of the charter saw the political activity restriction as really a core value, and we believe that it really is critical to take great care in making any changes to this provision.
The committee voted unanimously to advance the bill anyway. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Governor Josh Shapiro visited a child care facility in Bristol to highlight new recruitment and retention bonuses for child care workers in the Commonwealth. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
As Pennsylvania faces a child care workforce crisis with about 3,000 unfilled jobs, the 2025-26 state budget secures $25 million for a new child care staff retention and recruitment program that'll provide a bonus to licensed child care workers. Governor Shapiro says the allotment is a first in more than 20 years since pre-K counts began, and that child care now has its own dedicated line item in the state budget.
As a result of that work, 55,000 child care workers across Pennsylvania will get a bonus of up to $450 for the important work that they do.
Valerie Hamilton, owner and operator of Children of God Educational Services in Bristol, PA, says the $25 million is half of what they asked for, but they are grateful.
I think it's a step up in the right direction. More is needed, but since we have a line item in the budget, more can happen. We just have to advocate and ask for it.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.